Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Interglobe Aviation, the parent of low-cost carrier Indigo, has paid Rs 2.10 crore to Securities and Exchange Board of India to settle a pending case. The case pertains to alleged corporate governance lapses and listing norms violations that were raised by the company's co-promoter Rakesh Gangwal. The company has settled the matter without admitting or denying any violation on its part. The government is investigating some e-commerce companies as there have been complaints from consumers and small retailers about certain practices followed by these companies, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said yesterday, saying that India's foreign direct investment policy for e-commerce sector is robust. Goyal said the government is considering issuing some clarifications to ensure that fair trade practices are followed. Future Retail, which operates retail stores such as Big Bazaar, FBB, Food Hall, Easy Day and Nilgiris, saw its net loss widening to Rs 846.92 crore during December quarter of 2020 as business operations continued to face the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. The Kishore Biyani-led company had posted consolidated net loss of Rs 692.36 crore in the September quarter of the current fiscal and a net profit of Rs 164.56 crore in the year-ago period. Trans fatty acids cannot exceed more than 2% of oils or fats present in food products from January 2022. The regulation notified on February 2nd places India in the league of countries that have best practice policies for elimination of trans fat from food products. Describing India as one of the most important partners of the US in the Indo-Pacific region, the Biden administration yesterday said that it welcomes India's emergence as a leading global power and its role as a net security provider in the region. The United States, he noted, also remains India's largest and most important trading partner, with total bilateral trade increasing to $146 billion in 2019. US companies, of course, are a large source of India's foreign direct investment, he said. The Karnataka Digital Economy Mission will create 10 lakh jobs by 2025 in the state as it will attract more investments in the information technology sector, Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister C.N. Narayan said on Tuesday. He was speaking at the inauguration of the Office of Karnataka Digital Economy Mission, which has the objective of increasing digital economy contribution to GSDP to 30% and launch of the Beyond Bengaluru report, which facilitates achieving this target. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.